Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of John, chapter 13. John 13. Let's look at verses 12 to 17. John 13, verses 12 to 17. Remember, the Lord had just previously washed the disciples' feet. The scripture says, John 13, 12. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments, he was set down again. He said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. The Lord, after he had washed his disciples' feet, he asked this question, Know ye what I have done to you? Do you know what I've just taught you? Do you know what I've just performed for you? That question, no doubt, was asked to bring to their minds a vital part of his ministry, and also to teach them something concerning their walk, following after him. First thing we learn from what he had just done to them, washed their feet, was we know that we need a daily washing. I said last time when we were considering the actual washing, there is a cleansing that never needs to be performed again. By one sacrifice, the Lord has perfected forever those that are his. Redeemed them. Paid an eternal debt that was due. Paid in full. It is finished. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Put away their guilt. Cast as far as the east is from the west. Behind the back of God. It'll never come up again. Never. But obviously there's a daily cleansing that needs to be performed. And the Lord Jesus Christ, great mystery of God's grace, great mystery of God's mercy and compassion to His people. There's a daily cleansing, a daily washing of their walk, of the believer's walk. And it's by the Word of God being blessed to God's people. I need to be told again. I need to be told again what I am by nature. I need to be told again of my fallings and frailties. I need to be told again, just like what we just looked at in Proverbs. I need to be told again what I am before Him, in Adam. I need to be reminded, cleansed. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've said before, the failings of my flesh, I need to be told. There's a new man that does not sin, Mark. I know that. But that old man, I am a sinner. But the Lord Jesus Christ has paid the debt of that old man not the new man. He's given a new nature. But that old man is a rebel. Paul says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, this old nature. Can you imagine that old man that is rebellious before God? Christ paid the debt of it. I'm telling you, the more you think of what He's done, the more mysterious and wonderfully blessed it is that God would pay in His own body, by His own blood. I need cleansing. There's a new man that doesn't sin. There's an old man that doesn't do anything but sin. And the debt of that old man, the debt has been paid. I've loved you with an everlasting love. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to forgive your sins. You mean even David? Yeah. You mean Solomon? You mean Abraham when he lied about his wife? Those? There wasn't one recorded in all of Scripture that was not set forth as being a sinner saved by the grace of God. That verse I just quoted, Paul said, Christ Jesus came in this world to save sinners. Sinners. Rebels. Chosen sinners that need to be washed daily. That new man that realizes it, that knows it. You know what I've done for you? And secondly, he's teaching us something about our attitude toward Him, toward others, toward Almighty God in the asking of forgiveness for our sins against Him as they are manifested toward our brethren. All sin, Mike, is against God. All sin is against God. You say, well, it wasn't against God. I said something about that person right there, but actually it was against God. That's what Scripture, all sins against God. Lord, help me. The Lord washed all 12 disciples' feet. Even Judas's. Judas was there. Look at verse 18. When our Lord said concerning these things, He said, I speak not of you all. I know whom I've chosen, but that the Scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Verse 11 says, He knew who should betray Him, therefore said He, you're not all clean. He's talking to them. Look at verse 30. After these things had transpired and then had the Lord's Supper, then the Lord spoke, told Judas, go do what he needed to do, do it quickly. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out. And it was night. He was there. And the Lord came and washed his feet. I'm going to tell you something about that in just a second. Our Lord knew who Judas was and outwardly treated him just like the other 12, outwardly. You know, Judas was a devil. The Lord says, have I not chosen you 12 and one of you is a devil? The Lord knew who he was. You know that. He knew eternally who he was. But the other disciples didn't have any idea who he was. And the Lord told them one night, he said, one of you is going to betray me tonight. Not one of them said, is it Judas? I kind of thought it was him. No. They said, Lord, is it me? Lord, am I the one that's going to be a traitor? Am I the one that's going to prove to be unfaithful? Is it I? Not one of them. Not one of them. You know, Lord, help me learn this. I may be suspicious of someone. But don't act on suspicion. You don't know. Lord, you want us to go in there and rip out the tares? You don't know who the tares are. Who made you judge and jury? Who gave you the omniscience to know the eternal counsels of God? I'll tell you, I promise you, there wasn't very many believers that put any stock in Saul of Tarsus. Whenever the Lord stopped old Saul on the road to Damascus and arrested that man spiritually, gave that man a new heart, sent him into Damascus, sent Ananias over there to him, he said, there's one Saul of Tarsus, go ask about Saul. Ananias said, Lord, we've heard. He said, he's a chosen vessel unto me. How much stock would somebody have put in you before the Lord called you out of darkness? Would it have been any way in the world that someone could have looked into the eternal counsels of God Almighty, into the Lamb's Book of Life, and said, I'll tell you this, I don't believe he's one of them, or I believe he's one of them. You don't know. Our Lord waited until Judas exposed himself. And he openly told him to do what he had to do. But not until then. Nobody suspected him. Know ye what I've done to you? The Lord displayed his love toward them and his care for their fellowship. He cared for their walk, for his people. And his desire for them was to have the dust of this world forgiven, removed, washed by his blood, revealed in this word, blessed by the Spirit of God. The Scripture says if we confess our sins, and remember, don't ever think that you're going to confess all of them because you don't know them all. If we confess our sins, saying this, Lord, I am a sinner. I don't know where it ends. I don't even know. I mean, just my failure to be able to know where it is shows my inability to confess all. I don't know what I've done. I don't know what I should have done. Lord, if we confess our sins, you say, you're faithful and just to forgive our sins. Lord, have mercy on me. Verse 13. You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. Here our Lord addresses commends his disciples for addressing him in a proper way, in a right way, in an honorable way. You call me Master and Lord. He uses a word. Master means teacher, doctor, instructor, but not merely an instructor, not merely a teacher. The teacher, the prophet from God. We know, Nicodemus says, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. Oh, greater than what you thought, Nicodemus. The prophet, the word, God's final word. You call me Master and Lord, God, sovereign, controller, sir, sir. When we're down in Mexico, when they'd call on some of the men there to lead in prayer, I don't understand one word. Well, I did understand one word. I'd listen to them speaking in Spanish, and they're praying in Spanish, and all of a sudden I'd hear, Señor. Señor. Sir. Lord. That's what they're saying. You call me Master and Lord. You call me Sir. Whenever my dad asked me a question, the answer is either yes, sir, or no, sir. You leave off that last part, and you won't the next time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You call me Master and Sir, Lord. And that's how believers speak. When they speak of Him, they speak respectfully. They speak of Him as God. They speak of Him as the teacher, the Lord, the Master. Here He is, the Lord of glory. And I'm telling you, people, they speak of Him, they just say, Jesus, Jesus. The apostles never addressed Him as Jesus. Never. Lord, the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Master, God. The Spirit of God would speak of Him concerning Jesus, but spoke of Him as an equal. God speaking of God, but we don't speak of Him like that. We speak of Him with respect. Verse 14, 15, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Not to do like. You do as with this attitude, is what he was saying. I know a lot of people, they have foot washings. The Lord was not teaching us to wash one another's feet like He did. You do as I did, what I have taught you, as an example by, in the spirit of. The Lord Jesus Christ set forth, there's a cleansing that He alone can do. By the Spirit of God, the blood applied through the preaching of the gospel, the reading of the Word of God, the Spirit of God blessing that Word to our heart, and the asking of forgiveness according to His good pleasure. He forgives us as His Spirit draws us to ask for forgiveness. He alone can forgive sin. He alone can cleanse, truly cleanse. But for us, concerning especially our brethren, all men, but especially our brethren, hide their faults. Cover their frailties. Put the best twist, the best thought upon their actions. And forgive them. Forgive them. As the Lord has forgiven us. Galatians 6, 1 and 2 says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ, that new commandment, that we love one another as He has loved us. So we do as He has done, as He's taught in the spirit of what He's taught us. A cleansing. You know, when you show some mercy and kindness to somebody, you know, for their frailties, faults. What you do, you think about yourself. You know, It's just a matter of time. She'll be on the other foot. Don't worry. And you'll be looking for a little bit of kindness and mercy too. Verse 16, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Oh, how easily we forget that truth. We exalt ourselves and we look on others with such disrespect, contempt, and how vain we are to lord over God's heritage as if we deserve the right to bring out their faults. Bring it up. Set it forth. Check this out. Check this out. Look. To not, in a spirit of meekness, love, cover, wash one another's feet by loving them, forgiving them, praying for them, striving to maintain peace. By not doing that, all we're saying is that we have the preeminence and we deserve it. All you're doing is saying that. I'll never do that. You never catch me doing that. If you know these things, happy are ye. Is that what it said? If you know these things, happy are ye. If you know these things, what? That we need cleansing from Him? That He's the Lord and Master? That we need to wash one another's feet in love and humility? If you know these things heartfully, happy are you? Happy are ye, or that is, supremely blessed, if you do them. If you do them. I can know the right thing to do. I know the right attitude. And a believer does. He knows. Are you not happy to ask His daily cleansing? Are you not happy to ask for forgiveness? Are you not thankful that He does forgive? Happy are you if you do. If you forgive others. Do you not find happiness to speak respectfully of Him? Then speak respectfully of others. And when you open your mouth against a brother, is not your heart heavy? Heavy. I wish I wouldn't have said that. You know, that was so unnecessary. I wish I wouldn't have said that. Are you not happy to speak well of your brethren? Dwell upon others for His sake, with kindness and respect, love. Knowledge without practice is the character of the devil. Knowledge without practice. You know, when the Lord was tempted in the desert, did not Satan quote Scripture? He said, it's written. Took him up to the highest pinnacle. He said, I tell you what, jump off. It's written. I ain't going to let your foot dash against the stone. Jump off. True happiness, being supremely blessed, being fortunate, being well off, is manifested when kindness, compassion, and mercy is shown toward others. For Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. The Lord went through and washed 12 disciples' feet. One of them was the devil. One of them was a tare. All of them were clean in the blood but one. And He manifested that without a new heart, without true cleansing, without regeneration, without a new body, new man, new mind, new spirit, there is no daily cleansing. He was never cleansed the first time. Man by nature can sit under the same gospel right here. Two people sitting right next to each other. Both of them hearing the same word. Just like all 12 got their feet washed. Two people can hear the same word, same message. Same message that's preached to one's preached to the other. One of them that's clean by the grace of God hears it, heart's pricked. Convinced in his heart, I've sinned against God. So what David said, against thee and thee only have I sinned. Forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That one sitting right next to him heard the same truth. But there was no conviction. There was no cleansing of that daily sin because he had never been cleansed the first time. Those that are clean need to be cleansed daily and desire it and want it. Lord, for Christ's sake, cleanse me.